Radio Prague News.
Polls have opened in the second and final round of voting on one-third of the seats in the Czech Senate. Police have charged a man with kidnapping in connection with the disappearance of a 9-year-old girl in Prague last week. And Trabant enthusiasts have been gathering for a weekend of events celebrating the East German car on the outskirts of the Czech capital. Polls have opened in the second and final round of voting on one-third of the seats in the Czech Senate. The Social Democrats will gain control of the upper house for the first time if they manage to secure at least 12 of the 22 seats they're in the running for. By contrast, to retain control of the Senate, the three parties in the centre-right coalition government would need to come first in all 21 constituencies in which their candidates reach the head-to-head runoffs. 27 of the upper house's 81 seats are being contested, with polling stations closing at 2 p.m. on Saturday. If the Social Democrats do manage to win control of the Senate, they could make life difficult for the cabinet of Prime Minister Petr Nečas. Acting leader Bohuslav Sobotka has said the party would block government plans to send more Czech troops to Afghanistan. The Social Democrats will also be able to slow down, but not overturn, economic reforms and other measures planned by the coalition. Police have charged a man with kidnapping in connection with the disappearance of a 9-year-old girl in Prague last week. The man, who denies abducting Anna Janatkova, has been released after a court rejected a police request that he be held on remand. The accused was arrested on Tuesday after forensic tests showed traces of his DNA on items belonging to the missing girl. The 41-year-old man told police he had been at the spot where she disappeared on the day she went missing and had touched her school bag. Police are continuing to search the Prague district of Troja, where the girl was last seen on October 13th. Czech Tourism has launched a new campaign aimed at attracting Roman Catholic tourists from around the world to visit religious sites in the Czech Republic. The state agency said on Friday it was working on several projects that should attract more Catholic tourists and has issued brochures in Italian and Spanish about the country's religious monuments. One big draw could be the 1,150th anniversary in 3 years' time of the arrival of the missionaries Cyril and Methodius in the Czech lands, to which Pope Benedict has been invited. Trabant enthusiasts have been gathering for a weekend of events celebrating the East German car on the outskirts of the Czech capital. Organisers said they expected up to 150 Trabis to appear at the Trabantiada, which is being held by the Lake Ciban in Prague 6. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.